USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Democrats considering their options after the death of liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday night. The GOP majority wants that vacancy filled quickly with a conservative judge. Four Republicans would need to vote against a nomination for Democrats to block it. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins calling on her colleagues to hold off on replacing Bader Ginsburg until after the election. Meanwhile,
she was a trailblazer.
Fans of the notorious RBG have been gathering to pay tribute to her on the steps of the Supreme Court. Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
She took the law to places it had never been.
Tropical Storm Beta slowly moving towards the Texas and Louisiana coast. Forecasters say it will probably reach the Texas coast either late tomorrow or early Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
The Secret Service and FBI are investigating after a package filled with poison addressed to President Trump was intercepted. The package contained ricin, a highly toxic substance that can cause nausea, vomiting, and stomach bleeding, usually followed by organ failure and death. The package was intercepted at an off-site facility before it reached the White House, and President Trump was never at risk, according to officials. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is imposing U.N. sanctions on Iran. However, the move is expected to be passed over by allies and enemies across the globe. The gesture coming after the White House failed to extend the conventional weapons embargo that is set to expire next month under the nuclear deal with Tehran. Other nations in the U.N. have rejected America's arguments that it could impose sanctions that have been lifted under the Iran nuclear deal because the Trump administration backed out of it in 2018. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The U.S. is approaching 200,000 COVID-related deaths. In fact, the nation could surpass that number within the next 24 hours. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths from the virus than any other country, followed by Brazil and India, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University of Medicine. Spikes in COVID-19 cases are being seen again in other countries.
Indonesia reported 4,100 new cases, its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Complaints about exotic animals being kept as pets are on the rise in New York City. From the 1st of January through last week, the city's 311 hotline logging 315 calls about illegal animals, a 77% increase over that period last year. The New York Post is reporting rooster complaints are leading the way, followed by calls about ferrets, iguanas, snakes, and monkeys. Queens had the most complaints, followed by Brooklyn. Matthew Wolf springboarded himself into the hunt with an awe-inspiring round yesterday at the U.S. Open at Winged Foot in Mamaroneck, New York. The 21-year-old Californian shooting a 5-under-65 to take a two-shot lead. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.